This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Some establishment Republicans are sounding alarms that President Donald Trump's conspiratorial denials of his own defeat could threaten the party's ability to win a Senate majority and counter President-elect Joe Biden's administration. The concerns come ahead of President Trump's planned Saturday visit to Georgia to campaign alongside Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. They face strong Democratic challengers in the January 5th runoffs that will determine which party controls the Senate. Republicans uniformly acknowledge that Mr. Trump has the GOP's biggest turnout driver, but some Republicans worry of potential fallout should Mr. Trump use the platform to amplify his baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. This year's event comes amid global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mortuelle is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan African women remain especially vulnerable.
Young women aged 15 to 24 have sometimes 2-3 times the rate of new HIV infections compared to their male counterparts. And a number of the challenges that women articulate is that the current pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is using an antiretroviral to prevent HIV sort of prior to sexual activity, that current PrEP, which is a daily oral pill, is associated with a number of challenges.